Judges make mistakes, and sometimes their mistakes ruin people's lives. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. There are many instances where judicial errors can have lasting impacts on people's lives. We see this most particularly in the criminal setting, and most sharply in the criminal setting. It makes a huge difference where judges make mistakes with respect to the admissibility of evidence that could be potentially harmful to a defendant that was improperly gathered, unconstitutional. For example, a search and seizure type issue, and where there was evidence that was gotten in an illegal way, and if that evidence had been excluded, the person, the defendant, would not have been convicted. That is the most extreme example. Fortunately, I don't have to deal with those life or death type cases, with literally life and death, where you have death penalty type cases and judges deciding or juries deciding whether or not an individual, you know, how they will be, whether or not they'll get the death penalty. But I do deal with difficult situations that affect people's lives very significantly, in particular in the Social Security disability context. And I'm going to give one example. There are many other examples I could give about where a judicial mistake, just kind of inattentiveness, really resulted in a poorly reasoned decision. And this happens, I think, by and large. The judges I deal with on a regular basis are very good and very attentive. But in this particular opinion, a judge from somewhere else in the country did not properly consider evidence. He made a ruling about where he got a date wrong, and it made a huge difference. What happened in this particular case in the Social Security disability setting is there was a date that you have, there always is a date that you have to establish disability by, meaning the evidence has to meet the legal requirement of disability before the government disability insurance runs out. In this instance, there was a date last insured of 2022, so disability date is not an issue in this instance. However, the judge had found incorrectly that the individual had to establish disability before 2017, which was inaccurate. So as a result, he did not consider evidence that was from a later date than 2017. It was some point in 2018, and that evidence was very significant. It proved that the individual had, I think it was a significant mental health issue that had been diagnosed after what the judge thought was the date last insured. So it was a significant judicial error and one that we're going to pursue vigorously on appeal. But in the meantime, this individual has to wait for a very long period of time in order to get a new hearing, or they may never get a new hearing because it is very difficult to win cases on appeal. I think like 10 to 15% of cases are successful on appeal, and you don't outright win on appeal to the appeals council in the disability setting. What you usually get if you're successful is a hearing in front of the same judge who denied you before. Now, generally speaking, you can do better the next time around because the judge will have been given more sort of specific instructions about the case. But I think this is a problem that could have easily been solved if there had been more attentiveness with respect to this time. And it gives the impression that, quite frankly, the judge just wanted to rule against this person regardless. And that may have been the case even if the date had gotten right. In that instance, obviously, there are issues with somebody, a judge being biased and not thinking about things in the proper way and not being objective enough. And you do see that sometimes, but fortunately, we really have really good judges that are out there. Are the ones that I've dealt with have been great judges, so I'm not too worried about it. But this case kind of stuck in my craw a little bit, and we're gonna deal with it and make it better. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.